We're joined right now by a UFC lightweight, 36-11 for his career, 17 wins by submission, 10 by KO, most wins in UFC history, most finishes in UFC history, most post-fight bonuses in UFC history. UFC 238 from Chicago, 10 p.m. Eastern, live on pay-per-view. Cowboy Cerrone is my guest. Cowboy, what's going on? Good to have you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. So you're a few days away from fighting Tony Ferguson Saturday night in Chicago. Normally, I would ask a fighter on a Wednesday of fight week how camp has been going, but you fought barely a month ago. So did you even break camp?
Nah, I mean, I was in Mexico when they called, so I had to put down the guacamole and beer and get back to work, didn't I?
Hey, Cowboy, lay that out for me. That's kind of funny because you won in Ottawa on May 4th. You turn around, you come right back to fight this weekend, and you touched on that story, but you were in Mexico, so you were there, and then you got that call about fighting UFC 238. When you got the call, what did you think? How did that call go?
Yeah, I mean, I was there for like 12 days. I was down there cave diving, and they called. They asked me if I would do it, and I was like, yes. And then a day went by. 2 days in Brian, I called back like, hey, man, is this, like, happening? Because sometimes they just, like, put feelers out to make sure if you want to do it, you know? And they have to, the other camp has to agree on it. It's not like just a yes answer. It kind of takes a couple days. I don't know what Tony was doing, but, like, 2 days went by. I'm like, look, man, you guys got to let me know. Like, I'm on vacation. Like, do I keep drinking beer and having a good time, or do I need to start running? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we had to get done.
Cowboy Cerrone joining us. No, I could see that dilemma, right? So you're out there like, hey, man, can I slam a few beers and have some guac, or should I be in training? Like, what do you think Ferguson's deal was? What took him that time to figure out whether or not he wanted to do it? What was going through his head?
Oh, well, I think he's worried I'm a dangerous opponent. He's come off a good victory, and he wants to wait because he's in line for a title. So for him stepping down, fighting for another title eliminator is kind of dangerous for him, you know what I mean? So I think his camp and them had to decide on it and figure it out. I don't know what was going through his head. No idea.
Cowboy Cerrone joining us. Let me ask you this. Like, what was going through your head? Like, a lot of other guys in your situation who just fought, who were already on vacation, would have said, hey, you know what? No thanks. I'm good. I'll fight next time. Why did you say yes?
That's what I do. I can't be the guy who'll fight anyone, anywhere. And then when it comes to him, like, ooh, except for him.
So that's a no-brainer for you, right?
Yeah, no-brainer at all.
All right, so then when it comes to Ferguson, I think that maybe part of that was also he saw what happened to your last opponent, Ally Quinta. Ally Quinta was talking about, he went on with Ariel Helwani last week, and Helwani said, how you doing? How'd you come out of that fight? He said, quote, I broke my nose, I fractured my orbital bone, I had some deep bruising on my legs because of those kicks. It was brutal. I'm finally starting to move around, but it took its toll. He beat the bleep out of me the way a veteran gets it done. He's good, man. He's good. So my question to you is, what's it mean to earn that level of respect from an opponent after beating the bleep out of him and hearing him say that about you?
It's cool, man. I just saw him yesterday and asked him how he's doing championships. He's doing good, healing up, but man, I'm just coming into my prime, baby. I feel good. Ready to get this belt, man. It's time.
Cowboy, what is that? Like, explain for those who don't really know that you saw him and you're like, how you doing, champ? What's up? I mean, you beat the hell out of this guy, but there's a fundamental respect among gladiators. Can you break that down for those that have never done it? What is that fundamental respect among gladiators like? How does that work?
There's definitely a fundamental respect going around, but not everyone has it. Like, I could walk up to Tony right now and just shake his hand and go eat lunch with him. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I don't have like extra beef or hate somebody. So a lot of these guys do. But Ally Quinta was cool. He was cordial the whole time. So he's, in my opinion, he's a good dude. You know what I mean?
But not everybody's like that. It's funny. It's like the respect is there for a lot of guys, but not everybody, right?
Definitely not. Yep.
All right. So in terms of the belt, like, I ran down your introduction. So you've got a list of UFC records. It's really impressive. It's an all-time great career. What would it mean to add a belt to that resume?
Oh, that's the final task in my legacy, man. Go get the belt, keep the belt, and jump off on top.
So what do you do? If you get that belt, do you defend that belt, or do you walk off on that belt? How would you approach the belt if you get the belt?
No, I'll defend it for years, man. I plan on keeping it and defending it for a long time and then bowing out on top.
Cowboy Cerrone joining us. Fight's coming up this weekend. So when you look at Ferguson, what kind of a fighter do you see?
And he's real unorthodox. He throws a bunch of crazy stuff, and he's more tough and, like, outlandish. Like, he just throws crazy combinations that come to his mind, you know? So, you know, his chin's pretty questionable. I think his ground game is questionable, but, he's going to try and come hard. I'm going to meet him in the middle and throw down.
You know, again, man, this is not an easy fight for you. None of them are, but this one especially, on short notice, you come off the beach. But, like, to your point, I can't be that guy who will fight anybody anywhere but not fight this guy. I mean, is the approach essentially, if I want the belt, I have to beat everybody anyway, so what does it matter where or when I fight them? Is that pretty much what it is?
Yeah, I think anyways, I'll fight anybody. It doesn't matter. When they call me with a palm tie, I always say yes. I've never been the guy to say no ever, so it doesn't matter to me.
Now listen, part of the reason I've been looking forward to talk to you is that you're at your home at BMF Ranch, and you've got some great horses like Jethro and Gasher. It's clear watching you talk about the horses, how much you love the animal. How did you first get involved with horses?
I met a girl when I grew up with money, man. I have like a sad, oh, my dad beat me and left me story, you know. I grew up wealthy, and I met a girl in high school whose dad lived out in the country. I moved out there with him and just fell in love with the cowboy lifestyle and just, like, wanted to become a cowboy and started riding bulls. And so that was, like, freshman year. And ever since then, I just loved that lifestyle, loved the animals, and now I got a ranch and every animal you could think of.
Now, you recently bought another horse, a young one for your son, Danger, so they can grow up together. What's the new horse like, and how much are you looking forward to watching them grow up together?
Yeah, he's at the trainer right now, actually, getting his obedience down. So it's hard for me to do while I'm training outside to send him off to get him trained. But he's a very expensive, true bloodline horse, and he's going to be great, man. Real, real cool demeanor. It's going to be awesome.
BMF Ranch is like an amazing place. All right, it's got a paintball field. It's got plenty of room for the horses. It's got more. What was the ranch like when you first got there?
Just land. It was nothing. A little trailer on it and a bunch of land. We built everything by our hands. Pretty cool.
Hey, Cowboy, really quick before you go, is a lot of people know your grandparents play a huge part in your story. You and I could spend the entire conversation talking about them. But for those who are not familiar, how much did they mean to you when you were growing up?
Oh, they're like my mom and dad for sure. That's they raised me when I was a kid and took me in and taught me the ways, man. So my grandfather passed away my very first UFC fight as I was walking out, and my grandma's been to everyone ever since, so she'll be here tomorrow, and I'm excited, man.
So how did you first get into kickboxing and MMA? How did that start?
A buddy of mine was kickboxing at the time. He's like, hey, man, you think you're pretty tough. Why don't you come down and try this? And I took a fight 2 weeks later.
How'd that go?
I won. Yeah, I won. 28-0 as a kickboxer.
Yeah, but you know what that meant, man. That meant that you had to give up your dream to be a magician. Back in the day, you were a magician.
Yeah.
What were you like as a magician? What kind of tricks?
Everything, man. I used to love it. Nothing on, like, Vegas scale, but just more like kiddie scale, you know, sleight of hand, street magic stuff. But it was fun. I could still do it.
17 wins by submission, 10 by knockout, most wins in UFC history. UFC 238 from Chicago, 10 p.m. Eastern, live on pay-per-view. Cowboy Cerrone, my guest. Cowboy, been wanting to do that for a long time. Great to have you on the show, man. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Cowboy Cerrone. Anytime, anywhere. That's his motto. And obviously, if you're coming off the beach to fight Tony Ferguson after you fought within the last month, then very clearly you live that life. Anytime, anywhere. I could see where that would be frustrating, though. They make the call. Hey, you want this Tony Ferguson fight? Yeah, I'm in Mexico, but all right. Yeah, I'll do that. And then you wait. Yeah, but is there a fight? Is this going down? I'm on vacation, and I can't drink beer, and I can't eat guac. I mean, what is it? I'll do it, but is it happening?